Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk. Uniquely Designed Talk, the total empowered woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching. And I'm so excited about today's show because we have back with us again Dr. Gail Hayes, the CEO of Handle Your Business Girl Empowerment Zone. And she's here to do part two of The Power of Knowing Your Identity, Purpose, and hey, we're going to be focusing on knowing your purpose so you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. All right, before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that you can connect with us on my website at www.uniquelydesignedcoaching.com or, of course, on Facebook by just typing in Nayshawn Turner-UniquelyDesignedCoaching or on Twitter, which is using the @ Nayshawn _Turner. Also, I don't want you guys to forget to register for the Make Your Life Happen 2015 Vision Board Party that's coming up next Sunday, January 18th. All the additional information will be on my website. So, you know what? It is time for part two of Dr. Gail sharing with us the power of purpose. And so, but before we do that, we're going to give you guys, those of you who missed it last week, we're just going to give a recap about knowing your identity. So listen, welcome back, Dr. Gail, to Uniquely Designed Talk. And if you would be so kind, if you would just give us just a recap about knowing the power of your identity before we start talking about purpose, I think it's going to help our audience a lot. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Nayshawn, and welcome to your listeners. I'm again excited to be here, and we're gonna just handle our business. Last week we talked about identity, and so many times we hear all these different things about identity. People don't realize how important it is. No, it's not even important. It's critical. If you don't know who you are, that's you don't know what belongs to you, and you try to kill other women. And so many times we see a sister who seems to be handling her business, and we say, well, I could do that. And we are plagued by what I call the toxic C's. Comparison leads to competition, which leads to corruption. And so if you find yourself looking at another woman and comparing yourself with her, you're in trouble.
Okay.
If you find yourself comparing, and then you find yourself making a grunt, you're in trouble. That means you have toxicity in your life, and it's time for a purge. So I want to say, if you don't get anything else, that foundational piece of identity has to be in place, or you will never fully step into purpose and then step into destiny. It just won't happen for you.
It just won't happen. So, listen, I love it.
It just won't happen.
I mean,
not the way it's
right.
Supposed to.
That is right on time, because it is important to know who we are first. And when you know who you are, nobody can beat you being you. So you don't have to compare. You don't have to compete with anybody else. You know, we all have our own level and standard of greatness. Look, and we're all here to shine. And so if we support one another and push each other to the top, listen, we all going to go over. And so it's a great thing. It's a great thing about knowing
your
identity.
Well, Nayshawn, I want to add something really quickly. For those listening, I know you don't mind this. I wrote a book about identity, and it is becoming like a classic, an identity. If you don't know who you are, it's called You Are a Daughter of the King. And in this book, you take a test called the Image Indicator, and it tells you your image type. And so if you have a problem finding out who you are, maybe you need to find out what your image type is, because we are made in the image of God. Like, for instance, I'm an elegant flamboyant. I like hats, capes, and scarves, mm-hmm. and large jewelry, and people get nervous when I come into the room because God uses me as a catalyst for change. And I had to accept that. I'm still accepting that I make people uncomfortable sometimes because my energy is so strong. My name is Gale, so it's like Gale Force Winds, the beginning of the hurricane. And so if you find this book, You Are a Daughter of the King, I promise you it'll change your life. It has been in print now for over 20 years and is used by ministries and even in corporate. People have used it to help women find their identity so they will know who they are, so they will stop killing each other. And it's got six different image types. You take the little test, and there's six different image types. And it doesn't just talk about who you are in terms of your fashion, how you dress, but it tells you who you are and why you do what you do the way that you do it. That's the first step. And so I highly recommend it, even though I wrote it, you read it, you know I didn't write it. You know it came from a divine source. So, I mean, really, I mean, I'm telling the truth. You know, when people weep, women have stopped committing suicide. Women who were suicidal, they've used it in clinical settings, and they said they see a spirit of suicide lift off women because they say that, you know, women know, once they know who they are, then they can see the landscape of their life and move forward. So I wanted to just put that in there, say if you're having problems with that, I'm not just talking and saying things in the air. There are tools available, and they can go to my website and find it. It's called You Are a Daughter of the King, and it is a life-changing book. It tells you your image type and why you do what you do the way that you do it in the three facets of femininity. And it helps you to find out who you are so then you can see purpose and step into destiny.
All right. Well, listen, you guys heard it from her. It's on her website, and you can get more information about that book. Listen, get the book so you can know who you are in 2015, because that is critical for you to be able to know your purpose and to fulfill your destiny. You know what, Dr. Gale, let's just jump right in and talk about purpose. Talk about purpose. You know, there is a quote that I love by Mark Twain, and he said, "The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why." Now, to me, this is a powerful quote, and I think it's a perfect way to start our discussion today, which is about purpose, because once you know that the reality is that you're here, but then finding out why you are here, oh, my God, that takes you on a whole nother playing field. So you know, and everybody is talking about knowing your purpose. You know, there's a book out there called The Purpose-Driven Life that was written by Dr. Rick Warren. And, of course, you know, Dr. Miles Monroe, who just recently, you know, passed away, he wrote the book The Pursuit of Purpose. And there's many others like yourself who wrote a book on purpose. And everybody's talking about purpose. You know, I even taught a class some years ago about discovering your life purpose. And so I just want you to tell us what is purpose, and why is it so important to know our purpose?
Well, you mentioned one of the people who touched my life, who helped me discover the power of purpose, and that was Dr. Miles Monroe. And I often wondered, Nayshawn, being, you know, brought up and living in a diverse in diversity, like you, have lived in a military community, I always seemed to be the one that kind of stood out because I was with people of other nations. And they always wanted me to be quiet, sit down, shut up, and just be, quote-unquote, appropriate. And I would always be, quote-unquote, inappropriate, especially when it came to the things of God. And so, you know, they wanted me to be soft and soft, and they wanted to tell me to calm down and all that, you know. But anyway, I never could be calm, although I was brought up in that environment and brought up around them. I couldn't be like them. So I'll never forget, I went to God, and I said, "God, listen, I don't understand. These people don't like me. And let me just be, can I just be real? Nayshawn, can I just be real?
This
I said,
real
I was
talk.
Too black to be white. I was too black to be white and too white to be black. And so I had problems in the church because I didn't fit into the black church because I was, you know, they thought I was too proper. They didn't want me to sing and all that kind of stuff. And I was too black to be white because they thought I was too black. So I felt like a fish out of water. So that's when I went to God. I said, "Look, I need you to help me because I don't know what's going on with me. Nobody seems to really like me. Nobody gets me." And that's when somebody handed me a tape called The Power of Purpose. And when I saw this video, Miles Monroe, you can look at it on YouTube. It's called The Power of Purpose. It's about two hours long. And I watched that, and it changed my life. It rocked me at my core because everywhere I went, I could see things. I was seeing, I said, "Don't y'all see this hole we're getting ready to fall in?" Nobody was seeing it. I did not realize there was a word for that. There was a name for that thing that I had on me, and it's called prophetic. I didn't realize that I was a seer and I could see things. And, honey, I'll sit back and see stuff, and I love seeing. I hated it before because I could see the landscape of people's lives, and I couldn't see it for myself, though. I didn't see how it was valuable to me. But one of the things I always gravitated towards was helping people to see how awesome they were. And I didn't realize that was called the gift of exhortation. So I have these two forces within me that war with each other, the prophetic, which usually often pronounces doom, and then the exhortation, which says positive. So I could go to the person and say, listen, this is something that could happen for you, but here's something to tell you. If you do this, it probably won't happen. This is what you could do to avoid it. I was one of those people. So I would do that if you didn't pay me a dime. I would write about that if you didn't pay me a dime. It wasn't about money. It was about finding out what I did, what makes me feel, what floats my boat. What makes me sing my song? What makes me stand up, want to climb my mountain and sing to the sing it if I can't even sing? What makes me want to hear my song? And so all of us have that within us. There's a thing that we do well that we take for granted. And we, you know what we do, most of us, Nayshawn, with that? We minimize it. We devalue it. Oh, that's just something I do. But most of us, we don't, because it comes from us, it has no value. Oh, that's just something I do. What do you mean that's just something that you do? Absolutely, that's just something that you do, that you better do it. One of the things that I realize is that we're all going to have to give account for what we don't do that we've been called to do. And so many of us devalue the gifts that are within us because it comes from us, because we have been so devalued in so many other areas as women. Even the most healthiest of women have areas of their lives where they have been so devalued and they've allowed themselves to be devalued because they don't want to tell you how they really feel about things. We've been taught as women, for the most part, that it is inappropriate for us to confront people. It is inappropriate for us to handle our business in a certain way because we've been seen as masculine. Certainly that's changing. But even still, there's that little bit of edge there that says, ooh, I don't know if people like me. Ooh, I don't know if I could move forward. And in areas where we need to take territory, it is okay for you to take territory. It is okay for you to handle your business. It is okay for you to walk in your gifts and the beauty and the power of your gifts. You are a lioness, and lionesses control the hunt. They go on the hunt. They're the best hunters on the planet. And yet, we as Christian females, not all of us, but a lot of us who are believers, are not powerful because we are so busy pulling back thinking, well, God will fix it. Well, God put you here. God told you
to
move.
But one of the things that you said, you know, that is so important is to give ourselves permission to own who we are and to own what we are. You know what I mean? And the gifts and the talents and all that's within us, but to really, you know, own that thing that makes us unique, that makes us special, that we can release out into the earth and allow that to penetrate and change the lives of other people. And so that purpose is what's going to allow us to do that. But we have to give ourselves permission to do that and not be afraid.
Well, you know what, Nayshawn, but here's the thing. People can give themselves permission, but they don't know what they don't know what it looks like. You and I are, we know what that means, but I found that most women don't understand what it means, giving yourself permission. We could say it sounds really good for us because we know, but most women have no clue what that means. They're like, give myself permission to do what? Because that's that thing that's foreign to them. I'll tell them, you know that thing that makes you uncomfortable? I want you to do that. That thing that makes you, that you know, you want that hesitation, you like, you see something happen and you want to say something, say it. Next time you need to say it. Once you say it, it opens up the floodgate. But if you keep holding back and hesitating because you're afraid that somebody's going to dislike you, somebody's going to reject you, they're going to do that anyway. And so that's when you can own it, is when you step across that line. That's what it's like, actively doing it and saying it. Even if it sounds wrong in your brain, do it and say it. You know, you can ask. I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right.
And that's part of the ownership process.
And what happens is that, you know, we hear a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to do me, you know, but you can't do you if you don't know who you are. And so it is important, you know, when you say you're going to do me, and that means you're going to accept everything that comes with that, you know, the rejection, you're going to accept all of that and still move forward. And so that's what's important. And, you know, knowing our purpose and why it's important to know that, that is going to give us that permission. That's going to give us the power, the authority to go ahead and do it anyway. And so I love it. I really do. So let's talk, what's the difference between purpose and destiny? You know, because we hear a lot of people talk about, you know, purpose, and I'm, you know, this is the year of purpose, and I'm just going to fulfill my purpose, and I'm doing my purpose. And then you hear people kind of interchangeably use destiny. It's all about, you know, fulfilling my destiny. And so I think there needs to be that distinction that's given to our audience about the difference between purpose and destiny. Can you help us with that?
Sure. For me, purpose is the journey. Destiny is the destination.
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm so glad you said that, although we're not going to go long into destiny, because next week we want everybody to come back and hear you talk about destiny. But can just go just a little bit deeper on that.
Well, okay, I'll do something real basic. A can opener, if you will. A can opener just sits there and doesn't know what it is, correct?
Yes.
Correct? It just sits there until somebody picks it up. It's a tool. Well, you say, oh, I need to open a can. A can is your destination. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The purpose is, that purpose got, person's got to first of all identify, oh, that's the can opener. That's identity.
Right.
Okay, then they pick it up and they walk towards the can. That's purpose, because they understand what it's for. And then once they click that can, that's destiny.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
It's
very basic.
Destiny. Yeah.
That's right. In other words, identifying the can opener is identity. That's and then it said, oh, that's what I need. That's the purpose. Then as you're walking with that can opener, that's purpose. I know the purpose out of this thing. I'm not going to abuse it. I know it. And then when you click it on that can opener, that's destiny, because you got to eat. It's really that simple.
That's good.
It's identifying what you need, then you finding what you need and walking with it, and then you get to the destination, opening that can, that's destiny. It's really
and you know
basic.
What? You said something that was so that's real basic. And I think everybody got that one. I think that's, you know, listen. You have to ask someone to help you to misunderstand what that means. You know, you made it real simple. And
I want to make it real clear because we theorize that so much, and we talk in these lofty terms, and everybody doesn't get it. And one of the things that I like to do is to talk in terms that anybody can get it, so they can't say they didn't hear it. Because, you know, we can always, well, I didn't hear it. No, it was said, make it real, make it plain. That's me. I'm the real, make it plain girl.
Right, because it's really all about, you know, if we're not making it real and not making it plain, then people won't be able to apply it. And we want
Absolutely.
Them to get the information and to implement it in their lives. And so when you make it that crystal, you know, for people, then it makes it doable. And so that's what we want to make sure that people understand that difference. And so they can understand really what's taking place in them and where they are in this process of the IPD principle, you know, the identity purpose and destiny principle. So I love it. Thank you for making that so plain and so simple. You know what? I wanted to ask you, how would someone come to know his or her purpose and to learn to live that purpose out loud? Because it is so important, you know, to be able to step into that thing and to really live it out loud, where people can begin, not only people, but for first of all, for yourself to be able to see, okay, this is where I am. This is the process. This is the journey. Purpose is taking place in me right now. And so how do they come to learn how to live that out loud? How do they come to know it and to live it out loud?
Well, first of all, and this is a very hard thing to do. Well, it's not hard, but it just depends on who you are. Everyone has someone in their lives who they trust. Somebody somewhere. People say, no, I don't have it. Yes, you do. You have somebody in your life who gives you that hug, who always exhorts you and encourages you. Everybody, unless you're living under a bridge and under a rock somewhere. Ask. If you don't know, just ask. What do you see in me? Sometimes it's just that simple. People will be, I see this.
Yes.
I see that. People will be happy to tell you. If you can't find it, you may need to go. You need to get some help. There are always people around you who will tell you who they believe you are. Now, here's a word of caution. They may tell you who they think you are, but ingrained in that, somewhere involved in that is some truth that you'll be able to grasp and say, oh, yes, Eureka, I got it. I mean, always people, when people see something, they always, there's some truth in it. Even if it's not all the way 90%, 100% truth, about 50% or even 40% may be true. What you do is extract that 40% and you build on
Absolutely.
That. And usually it's something that resonates with you. You say, you know what? They're right. I do this. I love this. This is what I am, who I am. This is the essence of what I live, long to do. There's always somebody who loves you enough to tell you the truth about yourself. So listen to them. But listen now with filters on. Because sometimes people just tell you all kinds of stuff, and you have to know what's truth. You know, and just seek the divine. Seek God. Say, look, God, help me.
Right.
I need to know who I am. That's what I had to do. Nobody actually spoke it into my life, Nashawn. I had to go and spend time on my face, as people say, and for God to speak to me. I said, I needed you to speak to me because I'm not getting this stuff out of him. And people were telling me all kinds of things, and the things they were telling me were not positive. They were very painful things because
right.
I was so different, because I was so strong, and because I walked in a different level and different things. I had this authority that made people uncomfortable. Now I know it's called leadership. I know what the name of it is now, and I'm unafraid. I had a woman tell me one time, and I got so upset, Nashawn, I had to go home. She said, go home, because God said, you're not going to like this. She called me a warlord. I said, oh, God. Because I thought of Attila the Hun and all them crazy people, Genghis Khan. And so I came home, because that sounded very masculine, but there was a part in me that jumped and leaped and said, yes. And so I said, warlord. I went before God, and I'll never forget this. He said, you are a warlord. I said, okay, what does that mean? He said, a warlord trains generals. I said, oh, I got that. And so basically I see now that's what's happening in my life. Most of the women who come around me have been called to lead, and they may be uncomfortable with leadership, and they may be uncomfortable who they are. And I'm just able to say, girl, handle your business. Step right here. Move. Your path is just a little bit off. Step to the left. Step to the right. That's also my purpose.
All right.
You see?
Yeah.
My identity is the warlord. My purpose is to train generals. You see what I mean?
Well, you know what? One of the things that you said, you know, it's so important when you say someone, you know, when someone tells you who they think you are, you know, it's so important to put on that discernment, you know, because, you know, you got to have discernment to be able to take what, like you said, what is true and what's not true. And that thing that is true, to learn how to process that thing. And it's so important to process it by going before God, like you said, and really seeking him to confirm what it is that he's actually saying to you through that person or through the experiences that he's allowing you to step up into, and to be able to identify that thing and to take ownership of it. And so I love it. Being that warlord and those things that you have heard, that initially it was like, oh, that seemed like that's kind of out there. But you know what? When you really have gotten into that place where you have accepted that, and now you understand what that all means and what it looks like and how it operates in you, then it allows you to go full force in it without apologies. And so that's
exactly
what it's
right.
all about. That's it. That's what it's all about. You know what? Let me ask you this other question, because we're almost out of time, but I want to get these last few questions in, because I know there's so much on purpose that you could talk about and that we need to know about. So I want to ask you, how does knowing your purpose is empowering?
Well, nobody can tell you otherwise. If you're a can opener, you know you're going to open cans. You know you're not going to paint the walls. I mean, it's just that simple. It helps you to stay in your lane. I mean, most people, you know, happens. That's where that comparison comes in. You'll see a woman who's painting the walls, and if she's painting the walls a beautiful shade of pink, and you're like, well, shoot, everybody's telling her how beautiful her work is. I want to do that. And you go over and dip the can opener in the paintbrush, and you can't paint the walls. Then you get upset and want to attack her. When you have not been called to do that. You've been called to open that can of paint so the girlfriend can paint. Hello. Okay. All right. Can't even paint the wall. Okay. And you busy upset because she painting the walls a beautiful color, and you mad because she's painting, but she can't paint without you because you are the can opener. Hello.
Yes, you are.
You see,
and you know what? And listen, if you try to take that can opener and dip it in some paint, what's going to happen? You're going to make a disaster. And so,
absolutely.
And that's what we don't want people to do. Purpose will keep you from making a shipwreck of your own life. It will keep you from trying to function where you don't have an unction and cause you to really stay on track. As you said, stay in your lane. And so when we know what lane we're supposed to be in and not trying to merge over into somebody else's lane, get ready to cause a traffic accident, you know, then it's important that we recognize, you know, where we're going and to do that and to do it well, to do it in excellence. And that's where, where purpose empowers a person. It empowers you to do you in excellence.
Wait a minute, you know what? And let me tell you what purpose also does, Nashawn. It empowers you, but it helps you become comfortable in your own skin.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, I am a bad can opener, and I know she can't pay nothing unless I open the can. Okay, I got this. Let me stand by so when she gets down to the bottom, I know to open the next can. Hello. In other words, listen, and what it does is it fosters collaboration between women. That's the main thing. If anything, that time you're empowered, that means you can work comfortably with other women, other people. If you don't feel empowered and purpose, you can't work with other people because you're crazy. Okay? So, you know, literally, you're just crazy. But here's the thing. Once you get the fact that you a can opener and can't nobody open the cans of paint like you, and then she said, oh, where's the can opener? I'm here. Open the can. She dips her paintbrush in there and paints. You said, yeah, we doing this together. Hello.
And
she can't paint
the place
without
happens?
You.
And you know what happens. Then what's created is what's called a masterpiece. And it's done where everybody can enjoy it, you know, because we all contributed to the dream. We all contributed
to the dream. It's a collaborative process, and that's where we learn to co-labor with our sisters, because nothing can become a true creation without many hands, without many minds, without many purposes working together.
That's basically what it's about
us learning to collaborate, and then God looks at us and he sees the feminine facet of the body of Christ working in harmony.
That's some good
but
stuff.
That's a whole
right
nother
there.
That's a whole nother show right
that's
there.
Whole,
but anyway.
It's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. But here, this is what we're gonna talk about right now. We're gonna talk about what is the greatest thing about knowing your why. You know, why you're here. What's the greatest thing about your why? Because oftentimes when I'm talking with my clients and when I'm coaching or when I'm speaking, I always tell people to know your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, and why are you here to do that? And so if we can know our why, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference.
Well, basically, it's what you just said. It's just what you just said, knowing your why you're here. Then and only then can you own something, can you give yourself permission, and can you become comfortable in your own skin. Once you understand your why, you know it's okay that other people are successful. You're comfortable with their success. You're comfortable with celebrating them. You're comfortable with operating in the IPD, and you don't operate in the toxic seas. You have no need to compare yourself with other women because you understand your why has been answered. And once you have received the answer to your why, honey, there's no reason why you can't be successful.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Listen, that's the perfect way to end our show. There's no reason why you can't be successful. I tell you, Dr. Gale, this has been such an exciting interview. I know that our audience is being encouraged and being empowered by this interview. And listen, you know, you guys don't want to leave because next week we're going to have Dr. Gale back again, and we're going to talk a little bit more about destiny. That's the last part of that principle, destiny, and we may even have a segment where you can call in and ask your questions to Dr. Gale. So listen, Dr. Gale, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we're looking forward to you coming back again, all right?
Yes, and please go to handleyourbusinessgirl.com for more information about me and my books. I really appreciate it. Handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Thank you so much,
Nashawn. Handle your business. All right. We'll see you next week, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time, but you know what? Dr. Gale is coming back next week. Like I said, well, we're going to continue with part three of the IDP principle, in which we will focus on destiny, finding out what are you supposed to be doing? So you don't want to miss it. Listen, if anything you have heard today on our show has helped you to understand your purpose and why you are here, you know, let us know. Email me at nturner@uniquelydesigncoaching.com or message me on Facebook. And, of course, again, for more information about Dr. Hayes, the Handle Your Business Empowerment Zone, you can contact her on her website at www.handleyourbusinessgirl.com. Finally, you don't want to miss 2015. Make your life happen. So go to my website. And don't forget to follow the blue sign on Uniquely Designed Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.